Parshas Vayera. There's a lot of yesoidus in this parasha. A lot happening in this parasha. Tomorrow, Metzashem, so we'll discuss more at length the beginning of the parasha, the Vayera, the Vashem Beloni Mamre more. But today, we want to discuss an important yesoid, an important transition, actually, because this week, as we know, is the birth of Yitzchok. And therefore there's a very important change going on over here, and this is what we want to discuss today. Obviously, we want to discuss the beginning of the parasha and the end of the parasha. The end of the parasha is the Akedah, and the Akedah, Metz Hashem, will also need a shir on its own, but we'll try to touch upon the Akedah today as well. There's one very strange repetition that we see in Rashi time and time again in this week's parasha, and that is the idea of a Bezdin, of a Sanhedrin, that comes in time and time again. First of all, that one of the first Rashis in the parasha says Rashi Yoshav Hu Yoshev Pesach Hayoim, says Rashi Yoshav Ksiv Bikish Lamoid Omala Akarish Bochu, Akarish Bochu says to him, Shev Vani Amoid Vata Sumila Vanecho Shaosidani Lisyatsev Badasa Dayonin. Comes to a Bezdin, a Sanhedrin. They have to. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol says he's going to stand. Vehein Yoishim, and they're sitting. Shneem Alekim Nitzav Badas Kel. So what's the point of teaching us Hilchos Dayanim over here at the beginning of Parshas Vayera? The emphasis is that throughout the parasha it repeats itself a few times. In Pasuk Chof Aleph, where Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, "Eridano, I'm going to come down and be'er and I'll see Atzakosa Boelai. Let's go down and see what's going on in Stoim. What are they doing?" So Rashi says over there, Lomed LeDayonim teaches us the Dayonim Shle Yifsuku Dine Moment Dine Nefashas Ela Bereiyah. Again, it's a lesson to the Dayonim Shle Yimdu. They shouldn't learn, shouldn't teach Hilchas Dayah. They shouldn't be done judge a case Ela Bereiyah. Another law of Hilchas Dayonim the Lechora. What's it got to do with why is Parshas Vayera teaching us all these halachas? You think that's it? Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Right at the end, where Pasuk says, "Vayelech Hashem kashadibe kashakila ladabel Avram, v'Avram shavlim koimoi," says Rashi, "Vayelech Hashem kivin shenistatik asanegor." Avram was trying to defend them. As soon as he was silenced, holach le'adayin. Then the dayin leaves him. V'Avram shavlim koimoi. This says Rashi, "Nistalik adayin, nistalik asanegor, v'achategor metkatrig." Again, a dayin, the defender, the sanegor, the prosecutor, the sanegor, prosecutor, the defender. These are all in yonim of dayonis. Why is it three times we see over here a lesson in hilchas dayonis? What's hilchas dayonim with Parshas Vayera? But the emphasis is that there's a very, very important yisod, again, as we mentioned earlier, a very important transition going on in this week's parasha. It lies, again, in a very close look and a hisboininess in what Stom represented, what Stom was all about. In other words, people just look at Stom as being a group of very wicked people. Obviously, there was much more to it. Avram trying to defend Stom until there's no more defense. Why was he trying to defend Stom so much? And then in the parasha, we have the story that after HaKadosh Baruch Hu has destroyed Stoim, is Lot escapes and flees, and Lot has with his daughters, the Pasuk says, and he has a daughter, Amo and Amoyev come out of there. By the way, the Svam HaKadoshim bring down that this is Be'etzim, the late of Dovid HaMelech in this week's parasha, because Dovid HaMelech comes from Rus, and Rus came from Moav, and Moav was born in this week's parasha. So the Bemis, the Lady of Dovid HaMelech and the Lady of Mashiach, Melech HaMashiach, is in this week's parasha. Why Dafk in this week's parasha, and why straight after Stoim has been destroyed? And then we have the birth of Yitzchok. Strange name, Yitzchok. Yitzchok, Rashi says that he was called Yitzchok. Atoymet Sora Tzchoy Kosoli Elekim Kola Shemei Yitzchakli. Yitzchakli doesn't mean to laugh. It doesn't mean to laugh. It means Yismach Olai, making me happy. And Rashi brings down that a lot of Akorites, a lot of barren women, when a sorrow gave birth, is they also gave birth. There was a hashpa of chesed in the world, that a lot of women had children at the same time. Har b'schoik, a lot of simcha. What's all that got to do with Yitzchok? And then the end of the parasha that has to come that has to do with Akeda. The Yisod tying all these inyanim together is the following. Again, we go back to Maaseh Bereishis. We all know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi brings down at the beginning of Bereishis, B'tchil Olam HaMachshava, which middah did HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally want to create the world with?
Din.
Like Rashi brings down in Bereishis and Bara Lekim, She'B'tchil Olam HaMachshava Levroisa B'middah Sadin. I've got a question to ask all of you. Not true. Not true. B'tchil Olam HaMachshava wasn't B'middah Sadin. How do I know? Olam Chesed Yibone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kulay Heitev, you learn through Ramchal Svarim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kulay Leheitev, he only wants to be good. What's the B'tchil Olam HaMachshava to create the world with Din?
Din isn't bad.
Sorry. I'll explain it more as I go along. The emphasis is brought down in Rini Enochanam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to create the world with Chesed. Only Chesed. But if you create a world only with Chesed, with no Din, with no judgment, it's out of hand. Like there's a pasuk in Mole Malchus, Ishes Reyeh Chaim Beloy. If the king dies, if there's no law and order in a country, the country erupts into a civil war. Civil war means everybody does what they want. In other words, a king who decides, I want to be kind, I want to introduce my Malchus to be a Malchus of Chesed, and therefore I'm bringing out a new act that everybody's allowed to do what they want. You're allowed to loot shops, kill people, you're allowed to do what you want, because this should be the Malchus of Chesed. Obviously no Chesed is going to come out of this Malchus, there'll probably be nobody left alive within a short period of time. Hashem wanted to create the world with Chesed. The original plan was to create the world with Chesed. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the world can't survive with Chesed, and therefore introduced the Din. And the Hilgim Oranayim in last week's Parsha says that this is a pshat in the B'tchil Olam B'machshav. When the Chazal say Be'il B'tchil Olam B'machshav to create the world in Midas HaDin, the Rosh Eino Olam Iskayim. And Hashem saw that the world can't survive. Pshat, the world can't survive with Din. Oranayim says no. B'tchil, really HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to create the world with Chesed. So, B'tchil Olam HaMachshava L'Roisim V'Midas HaDin. So what does it mean, B'tchil Olam HaMachshava L'Roisim V'Midas HaDin? Answers Chazal, yeah. Because Rosh Eino Olam Miskayim. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu only creates the world with Chesed, then Hashem saw that the Olam can't be Miskayim. And therefore, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu also had to create the world with Din. But the tachlis of the Din is in order to give out Chesed. The tachlis of the Din is in order to be mashpia chesed, that everybody should be law-abiding, everybody should, the country should be a civilized country, and thereby HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be mashpia chesed. But of course the tachlis of the Bria is kulei chesed. And this is a very important yisod and a very famous yisod to remember. And that's why we know that the Ovis HaKadoshim, if you look at Ramban, at the end of Bereishis, the Hakdoma to Shmois, the Ramban says that the world, Bria Sa'olam, and the Ovois is Hainu Hach. In other words, the Oymek Inyan of the Ramban is that the same way as the Ovis HaKadoshim, the Midas of the Ovis HaKadoshim adapted, that's the way the world was created as well. And we know that Avraham Avinu's Midas HaChesed and Yitzchak is Midas HaDin, which means that which came first? Midas HaChesed came first. Then came Midas HaDin, and then came Yaakov, which is Midas HaRachim, Midas HaTiferes. That's the same way as the world was created as well. The original plan is Midas HaDin. Midas HaChesed. Then Midas HaDin is introduced to keep the Chesed in order to be able to be Mashpia the Chesed. And then Yaakov, that's the blend between Chesed and Din. But that's a very important Yisod to bear in mind. And that's why, for example, we find that Bereishis Bara Elikim, we're always using the word Elikim. The Shem Elikim is the Shem of Midas HaDin. Till Sheini, till HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, we only find the Shem Elikim. As soon as the world's been created, the last pasuk by Bara Elikim, Asiyim HaShviyah, Shabara Elikim, last is Sheini, that's the end of the Bria. So far, that's all Elikim, that's all the Midas HaDin. What does the next pasuk begin with? Eila told us Hashemayim Baruch Bihi Baram B'yoyim Asayis Hashem Elikim Eretz V'Shamayim. Now is the time for the original plan to be in this Gala. Shpoch created the world Litchkilu with Midas HaDin. But what was the original plan? What's the Ikah HaDin? The Ikah HaDin is also kind of stemming from, originating from which Midah? Chesed. And therefore the pasuk says B'yoyim Asayis Hashem Elikim Eretz V'Shamayim. The tachlis is that the Shem Elikim shouldn't remain alone. The Shem Elikim should always be next to the Shem of Yudkei Vavkei, which is the Shem of Rachamim and Chesed. And therefore who is Merumas in this pasuk? Ela told us Shemayim Baretz Behi Barom. Behi Barom is letters of who? Whose letters? Of whose name? Avraham. Like the Medrash says, Behi Barom Ba'Avraham. Avraham is Midas HaChesed. Now when the Bria is created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it's time to find Avraham in the Bria. It's time to find the Midas HaChesed. It's time to realize and appreciate that the whole din is for the sake of the Chesed. Like you said before, Daniel, din is not a nasty, it's not a wicked midah. Fakir, the other way around. Din is in order to be mashpia. And therefore, if you look at Parshas Bereishis, you'll see that until the story with the Nachash, Hashem's name is quoted time and time again. It's never quoted with the Shem Elokim on its own. Check it out. Whenever it says the Shem Elokim, next to the Shem Elokim is the Shem Hashem Elokim. Look through all the Pesukim in Bereishis. Vayikach Hashem Elokim, Vayitzav Hashem Elokim, Vayema Hashem Elokim, Vayitzah Hashem Elokim. You go through the Pesukim, Vayiben Hashem Elokim, all Elokim. Until the Nochash came along, the Nochash is the Bechina of Din. We'll come to that in another time. Nochash is Esau, that's the Bechina of Din. But until the story of the Nochash, right, the Nochash ruined the world. But the way the world was heading was that the whole world was heading for the Bria to appreciate that Din is for Chesed. In Kabbalah, this idea is called the Hamtokas HaDin in Chesed. We have to sweeten the din. We have to sweeten the din in chesed. And that's what's called the hamtaka, the sweetening of the din in chesed. This is a very, very big sugya in the Svarim HaKadoshim. We're only going to scrape, we're only going to touch upon it, what's negiah to us. But it's a very important yisod to remember. We know that by Matan Torah, and before we come on to Matan Torah, let us just mention a second, that every day of the Bria, it's Yaduah, can I get a different Middah. And there's seven Middahs, because there's 7 days of the week. Shabbos is the Malchus, which is the seventh Middah. What's the first Middah? Chesed. What's the second Middah? What comes after who? Din, Gvura. The first day of the Bria, Or was created. Because everything originates from Or, everything originates from Chesed. And the second day of the Bria was connected to the middle of Gevurah. What happened in the middle of Gevurah? What happened in the second day? HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated the Mayim Elyonim from Mayim Tachtonim. And the Mayim Tachtonim tastes of? Salt. Salty. Bear that in mind later for Stoim, salt. But I call upon him, salt corresponds to the Midas HaDin. Salt is that what remains when Midas HaDin, when there's only when it's Kuloi Din, that's what Melach is all about. We know that when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, in Parshas B'Shalach, they complained that there was no water. By Yitzhak al Hashem, and a very interesting miracle happened. By Yereu Hashem ate, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed them an ate. By Yashlech al Hamayim, and they threw it into the water. And what had the water tasted until now? Bitter. And what's the pasuk say? By Yim Taku Hamayim, and now the Mayim was sweet. This is a hachana for Kabbalah Satayra. When the water becomes sweet, that means that the din, because the water is only bitter because of Midas HaDin. When that becomes sweet, it means that the water is vayim teku amayim. The water is becoming sweet. There's a hamtaka over here. There's a sweetening over here. And this is the sweetening of the din into chesed. Over here at Parshas B'Shalach, it's nizgala that the real din is chesed. And therefore the mayim is sweet. And therefore in the same pasuk, not in a pasuk later, in the same pasuk, how does the pasuk continue? Shom loy choik o mishpat. There was loycha to be given the choik o mishpat. What does mishpat remind you of? Chesed or din?
Din.
But when the water has been sweetened, in other words, when you'd seen that the real din is all chesed, now is the time to give the choik o mishpat. So shom loy choik o mishpat. V'sham nisahu, and that was the hachana of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and that was the hachana for Kabbalah Satoira, because it's a davar yedua that Kabbalah Satoira was the tachlis hamtaka, the tachlis achibur na'av Shemayim Baretz. Midas Adin on the second day of the Bria separated Shemayim Baretz, Mayim Elyonim, Mayim Atachtoinim. Matan Toira was Vayered Hashem El HaSinai, that was when Shemayim Baretz came together, and it all became sweet, which means even the Din had the hamtaka. And that was Kabbalah Satoira, and that is exactly what the Torah represents. We know that the Torah is Kulei Chesed. The Gemara says, Torah B'tchilose Gimelas Chasadim, V'soifei Gimelas Chasadim. We say in Eish Eschael, V'soiraf Chesed Al L'shoino. Torah is Kulei Chesed. Which Maim is the Torah compared to? The Maim Tachtonim or the Maim Elyonim? We say Nazinu, and we sing Yarif Kamota Likhi. The Torah is compared to which Maim? The Maim Elyonim. The Maim Elyonim is the sweet Maim, which is Mamtik, the other Maim. So you see, Torah is Kulei Chesed. Yet, Torah is Chayka Mishpat. Torah has its halachas. Chayka Mishpat. Torah is Kulei Din. Mamad HaSinai, they shook. Mamad HaSinai, Koilus Abrokim, Manan Kovet Alahar. They were trembling at Mamad HaSinai. What were they trembling about? They were giving the greatest chesed. They were given the rain. They were given the Torah of chesed al Shaina. Why was Mamad HaSinai such a scary experience? But the answer is because the Torah is a mishpat. Torah is a mishpat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Melech b'mishpat yamid aretz. Every melech has his laws. Melech b'mishpat yamid aretz. And the Torah is a mishpat. But we have to realize that the mishpat of the Torah and all the mitzvahs are really for our good. And therefore, even though there's halachas in the Torah that seem din, but nevertheless we have to realize that Matan Torah was megale, that all the yira and all the fear and all the din and all the mishpat is kulei chesed. That's the emesik ahamtaka of midas hadin, understanding the amkus of Torah, understanding what Matan Torah means to us and bichlal what the Torah means to us. And therefore liyosid lavoi. Liyosid Lovitz Yaduah, that then when Mashiach will come, we'll really experience that the din is really chesed. And therefore, who will we paskin like Liyosid Lovitz? Bishamai. Bishamai and Bisilah represent chesed and din. The Yomeinu today, in Golos, we don't realize, we don't see all the din as being chesed. We don't understand. L'chor, it seems to us to be a contradiction, din and chesed. We paskin like Bisilah. But Liyosid Lovitz, Mashiach will come, and the Mitzvah Shem, that's the way it was in Matan Torah. When they understood that the din is all chesed, then we'll pass it like Bishamai, because we realize that the Shoyrish Hadin of Bishamai is also chesed. And therefore, we discussed it before that there's one Mesechet in Shas that corresponds to Chag HaShavuos Matan Torah. What is that? So the Rambam in Perusha Mishnayis that for Sukkah you have a Mesechet Sukkah for Chag HaSukkos, you have a Psochim for Pesach. It's not fair. Shavuos doesn't have a Mesechta. So the Rambam, Shavuos does have a Mesechta. And that is Maseches Beitzah. Maseches Beitzah is the says the Rambam in Perushim, Hakdama to Perushim Mishnayis is the Maseches for Chag HaShavuos. It's called Maseches Yom Tov. It's the Maseches for Chag HaShavuos. If it's the Maseches for Chag HaShavuos, it means that the Beitzah, Maseches Beitzah, both corresponds to Matan Torah and it corresponds to the idea of Lasid Lava, where everybody will be Nisgala, that the din is really chesed. And therefore, how does Maseches Beitza begin? With a few machloikas in Bishama Beisilel, where Beisilel are machmir and Bishama are mekel. What's the first machloikas? Beitza shenol da biyomta, Bishama am retoichel, Beisilel am loisoichel. Bishama says you can eat it, Bishama is mekel. Why is Bishama mekel? Because Maseches Beitza is Matan Torah, is liyosid lavoi. Matan Torah was the maimam nanim tokin, was the hamtok of the din and chesed. Hamtok of the din and chesed is hamtok of Bishama and chesed. Hamtok of Bishama and chesed is Bishama Bisil, both swap. That's the Maseches Beitza, the Maseches of Matan Torah and the Maseches of liyosid lavoi. So this idea of the water sweetening in Parshas V'Shalach was to give us a taste of what the Choyko Mishpat V'Shom Nisa, what the Choyko Mishpat is all about. The same goes for the Midas Adin, for those who carry out judgment in Klal Yisrael. Those who carry out the judgment in Klal Yisrael are called the Sanhedrin. And we know that the Sanhedrin were the din of Klal Yisrael, but yet, if you learn Maseches Sanhedrin, you'll see that the Sanhedrin were the most merciful people out. It wasn't the Mikra, it wasn't a coincidence, that's the way it had to be, that's the way the Torah commanded it to be. Baltic says, V'shoftu ha'edah, V'hitzinu ha'edah. What were the Sanhedrin always trying to find? The Zchus of the Choyva. The Zchus. If you learn Maseches Sanhedrin, you'll see that it's almost exaggerated the extent they went to find Zchus. That if everybody had said, let's say the whole Sanhedrin says that the person is Chai, what's the halacha? He's Zakai, he's innocent. All different halachas until they found somebody guilty. They cross-examine the Edim until it's almost impossible not to contradict themselves and they'll throw out the whole Edim. And even when the Sanhedrin had finally declared somebody guilty, finally declared somebody Chayv Mises Bezdin, till it took place and there were arguments and on the way as he was walking suddenly to be executed, suddenly he thought of a Psetzat Schus and there were Tamid HaChachamim who were with him so that he can argue again and see whether there's a Svar that perhaps he can get off the noose. And then they brought him back and there was somebody who would wave across the whole story in Sanhedrin in order to begin the whole case again. What's going on over here? Guy's guilty. Adam says he's guilty. You're trying to find the schus. And if a Sanhedrin killed somebody more than one in 7 years, what was it called? That's right, bloodthirsty Sanhedrin. I don't understand. What type of law and order do you? What do you expect from me? You want me to judge? You want me to make law and order? Let us use our own. Let us kill. Teretz says no. Because Sanhedrin is chesed. It's chesed. It's both. The Sanhedrin is the hamtaka of the din chesed. It's kuloi din, because they were carried out the judgment. They carried out the mishpat. But they were kuloi chesed. That was the hamtaka. Where did the Sanhedrin sit? Where was their bezin? In the Lishkas HaGozes, which was in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was the Mokum of Chesed. Aaron HaKoyen was the Midas HaChesed. The Zohar HaKadosh says Aaron HaKohen is Chesed. Beis HaMikdash was the Mokum of Kapara, the Mokum which is Kulei Chesed, the Mokum where everybody was let off. Everybody's Averus where we erased. And there the Sanhedrin sat, of course. Why? Because the Sanhedrin was Kulei Chesed. So the same way as the Torah itself and the Matan Torah is the idea of Din, which is Nimtak into Chesed, those who carried out the Din, those who carried out the judgment, were also a Bechino of the Din, which has Amtak in Chesed, to appreciate that everything in the Bria, the Din in the Bria, is Kula Chesed, it's leading to Chesed, it's only in order to bring about and to be Mashpia Chesed. And the same goes for a Melech. Same goes for a Melech. David HaMelech, right? We know that the Melech and the Sanhedrin, same thing, the Melech was Ke'ilu the Abezdin Ke'ilu the Sanhedrin. The mitzvah of Minui Melech is in Parsha Shoiftim. Parsha Shoiftim is the Parsha Sanhedrin, and there there's a mitzvah of Saim Tosim Alecho Melech. And we know the difference between the Melech Yisrael and the Melech Umus Oilam. The Melech Umus Oilam throws his weight around. He's a bully, he's wicked, he wants to show his authority. And David HaMelech was just the opposite. David HaMelech was kulei chesed, ani bechasuch avatachti, and the Medrash writes in Keheles Rabbah in Perek Zayin that David HaMelech hoya goymel chesed lakoil. David HaMelech was kulei chesed, was kulei parnosa. He worried about everybody's parnosa. He opened a Gemara in Brochas, the beginning of the Brochas, right in the morning. People knocked on his door. King, what's going to happen? Parnasa, give us food. Melech was a hashpa of chesed. David HaMelech was a hashpa of chesed. He writes in Brochas, he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how hard I'm working. I'm losing sleep and trying to be matar isha. He used to check the damnida to try to be matar the isha lebala. David HaMelech was kulei chesed that he was a melech, and it's a melech mamishpat yamid haaretz. But it doesn't matter, because David HaMelech corresponds to real Malchus, and David is Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. The Malchus, the din of David HaMelech, was the din of Liyosid Lovay, because he's Chai V'Kayim. And the din of Liyosid Lovay is Kulei Chesed. It's just a gilui of how to be Megala the Chesed. And therefore David HaMelech's Malchus was set out how to be Megala the Chesed. Out Kedei Kach, that he wasn't allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash because he had blood on his hands, and blood is din, and the Beis HaMikdash is Kulei Chesed. And therefore he wasn't allowed, he had a tiny bit of din with him, and he wasn't allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash anymore. Shlema to build the Beis HaMikdash. The idea of Malchus Yisrael represents the exact opposite of Malchus Umas Oilam. It represents that the Emes al pi din, the Emes is that the din is Kulei Rachesed. And therefore the Gemara says that every dayin should don din Emes Lamitoi, every dayin who's don din Emes, Nasa Shutuf LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Maisa Bereishis, is a Shutuf HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Maisa Bereishis. What is it? How does a dayin become a Shutuf with HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Maisa Bereishis? Because that's exactly what we read before in Parshas Bereishis. Parshas Bereishis is Elekim 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 Til Sheini. But after Sheini, the Avoida is to be Megaled, that the Shoresh of the Din, the Shoresh of all the Elekims, is Hashem Aleikim, Hashem Aleikim, Hashem Aleikim, Hashem Aleikim, is Kulei Chesed. A Dayan who's done the Nemes Lamitai, the Dayanim, as we mentioned earlier, they represent the Hashem Aleikim. They represent the Chesed. They represent that the Din is in order to bring out a Chesed, and therefore they are not the Shut of La Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Maisa Bereishis. The Beis HaMikdash was also a Bechin of Briyas Oilam. We know that Bezalel was chosen to build the Beis HaMishkon because he, Gemara says in Brachas, that he knew the Oisiyas Shenivro Behem Shemayim V'Horet. He knew all the letters of Briyas Oilam. The Beis HaMikdash, we'll get to it, Mitzvah Shem, in Sefer Shemot. Beis HaMikdash was a model of Briyas Oilam, the way Briyas Oilam should look like. It's a model of the Bria, the way the Bria is supposed to look like. The Olam HaTikon, that is the Mishkan, that's the Beis HaMikdash. And just like the Bria was Din, which was Mashpia Chesed, Din showing you that the Din is Nimtak in the Chesed, that's exactly all the Beis HaMikdash. That's why you had the Sanhedrin and the Kohona in the Beis HaMikdash, to show you that Din and Chesed is not a steer together. The day of the year where we had the most avoid in the Beis HaMikdash was which day of the year? Yom Kippur. And in Yom Kippur, how do we end the whole service, the Ne'ilah service of Yom Kippur? By calling out, exclaiming with our last koyachas, Hashem, who? Elohim. And how many times do you say it? Say it 7 times. We exclaim it one time after the other, because there's a bechin of 7 midas, and Hashem is 1 midas, midas harachmim, midas hachesed, and Elohim is midas hakvura. And we're showing you that all 7 midas, all the bechin of midas, they're all rachamim, they're all chasadim. Even the Shem Elohim is really nimtak into the Shem Havai, which is really kulei chasadim. Mela, with this akdama, we can get back to Parshas Va'era somehow. Avraham Avinu, as we know, is Midas HaChesed. Avraham Avinu is manifesting Midas HaChesed. But Avraham Avinu is only Midas HaChesed. In this week's Parsha, there's a new Midas about to be born. Who is that? Yitzchok. Yitzchok is Midas HaGvura, Midas HaDin. In this week's parsha, Midas HaDin is being born. A new transition. Avraham, anybody who looked for Kedusha went to Avraham and all they found, and they found an abundance of Chesed. Now, Midas HaDin is about to be born. Now listen very carefully. If Midas HaDin is about to be born, we have to know exactly what Midas HaDin is all about. And as we mentioned earlier, that the shorish of Midas HaDin is the Kulei Chesed. We said earlier that a melech basav adam, somebody who holds himself as being, I represent judgment, I represent din, generally speaking, is a nasty person, a wicked person. And you read history books, you see that. They used to kill people and execute people for any little thing. They enjoy it. It's part of their enjoyment to be wicked. But they're standing for the sake of din, standing for the sake of judgment. Who in Parshas Va'era was a good example of that? Stoim. Stoim? Stoim was a country was a town of din. Everything was represented in din. If you learn Gemara in Sanhedrin, and Sanhedrin is the din on La Mitoy, and the whole sugi of Stoim is in Sanhedrin, because Stoim did everything al pidin. All their wickedness was all al pidin. It was all passed by the court. And if you've learned Sanhedrin, you know how the court system used to work. Anybody know what happened if I punched you in the nose and would go to the court in Stoim? What would the court say? Who would have to allow that, David?
You pay him.
That's right, I've got to pay you. You punch me in the nose, I've got to thank you and pay for you. Who paskin that? The court. That was Midas HaDin. Midas HaDin is wickedness. So if I punch Daniel, if Daniel's got to pay me back, I mean, if I've got to pay Daniel compensation, that sounds too chesed. It sounds like I'm doing a favor for Daniel, I'm doing a bit of kindness. Kindness? This is din land. And in din land, it's all din. And therefore, if I punch David, Daniel, Daniel's got to pay me. It's cool I didn't. Somebody who dared taking a guess, what do they do to him? It's Chayv Misa. What's his religion? The court. Who was found? Lot's daughter. You all know the story. They executed her. They put her with honey. They tortured her to death. Why? Because they did chesed. Somebody who came in and wanted to sleep there, either chop his legs or stretch his body. Torture him. Chesed? No, we're not the feeble guys, we're not the chesed, we're not the nice guys. We represent din. Din meant wickedness. In this week's parsha, we're going to be mevarer what the real din is. Because stoim represent the opposite din. Stoim represent din per se, din for the sake of din. And the more din, the more wicked, the more din it sounds. Everything was paskin there in the courts. If you read the Gemara in Sanhedrin, everything was paskin. But it was paskin with din, with a wickedness. Who's born in this week's parasha? Yitzchok. Yitzchok is the Midas HaDin La'amita Shel Dover. And the Midas HaDin La'amita means the Midas HaDin that is a path to bring out and to reveal the chesed, to reveal the kindness. And as we said earlier, that Liyosed Lovay will paskin like Bishamai. Liyosed Lovay is going to be in his gala that the din is the biggest chesed. Because without the din, the whole world would have just been destroyed with an abundance of chesed. Mamish like it was with the Mabel. What was the Mabel? The Mabul was an abundance of chesed, was mayim, was rain. And rain is chesed, mayim is chesed. But it was rain without a tzimtzum, without Midas HaDin. It was kulei chesed. And that caused the Mabul that destroyed the world. So the din, the emes tikka din, is the greatest chesed. It keeps the keem of the world. Like we said earlier, Molei Malchus, Ishes Re'eu, Chaim Beloi, everybody would kill each other if not for law and order. And therefore Yitzchok's name is Yitzchok. And we mentioned earlier that what does the word Yitzchok mean? What did Sarah say? Tzchoik. Yitzachak li, says Rashi, Yismach alai. Yismach is a lashon of simcha. Since when does din cause simcha? Usually din causes the opposite of simcha, not by Yitzchak. And therefore the name Yitzchak, when you have a yud, if the first letter of a word is yud, which tense does that correspond to? Atid, the future tense. Because Yitzchak is the tzchoik, is the simcha. When? In the future, lots of love. The name Yitzchak means midas adin. Because Yitzchak is midas adin. But it's the real midas adin. And it's the midas adin that's going to cause tzchoik, that's going to cause simcha, lots of love. It's the greatest chesed. And therefore continues Rashi here in Pasuk Vav. And Sarah said Yitzchakli. The Rashi continues that the Medrash brings all these miracles. Harba akoris nifgadu. Harba choylim nisrapu. All ashpas of chesed. Harba tfilos nenu ima. The Rav schoy koy boilam. When Yitzchok was born, the whole world erupted into an abundance of chesed. An abundance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered tfilos. Lots of children, lots of refuas. Lots of tfilos, whatever people daven for, they were answered. And the whole world erupted into tzchoik. When's that going to happen? When's the whole world going to erupt into tzchoik? Oh, zimole tzchoik pino. Oh, zimole tzchoik pino shenei nerino. Din is meanwhile. Hazayim bedimo. Meanwhile, it's dimo. Din is bedimo. It's we cry. It's din. Rino yitzoyru. The oh, zimole tzchoik pino. That's what Yitzchak corresponds to. Today it might look like din, but it's going to be nizgala that the din was the greatest chesed, and that's the emesik of din, the din that's rooted in chesed, the din that's going to bring out the chesed, and that's the din of Yitzchak. And therefore, before Yitzchak's born, the whole idea of the wrong din, of the klipah, the din should be klipah, the whole idea of the wrong din, the din that's called a wickedness din, that has to be wiped out. That has to be completely wiped out. There's no hamtaka, in other words. With the signum, with the lashon we've been using till now, what happened was, Avraham Avinu is davening for Stoim. Avraham Avinu is trying to bring chesed into Stoim. Kachbog says 40 tzaddikim, okay, 30 tzaddikim, etc., etc. Until it's nizgale, there is no such thing as being mamtik Stoim. Because Stoim is the type of din that is kuloi din, that there's no hamtaka. You can't sweeten Stoim. Where can you find the chesed in Stoim? Where can you find the sweetness in Stoim? It's kuloi din, the more wicked, the better you are. It's more din. So therefore, Stoim is an example of din that has to be destroyed. Because it's impossible to have a hamtaka. When Stoim is destroyed, when the din of klipot, when the fake din is destroyed, then the proper din can come into this world. And therefore, how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroy Stoim? Says the Pasuk. Vashem himte al stoim amoyer gofris for ish. Himte is the lashon mata. Mata is rain, and rain is bracha, and bracha is chesed. But then it says ish. So what does that mean? Says Rashi. Betchila mata. First it was rain. The nase gofris for ish. And then it became fire, which means what? What happened? Usually the mayim comes down and his mom took the din. But by Stoim, there was nothing to be mamtik. It was kulay bitter. It was kulay bitter, kulay din. There was no amtaka. They didn't allow any chesed. You couldn't be mamtik the din into chesed. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show that the greatest chesed, instead of the greatest din becoming chesed, the greatest chesed is going to become din. And which thing in the Bria represents din? Eish, fire. The mata. Vashem himtis is Rashi b'tchila mata. I'm taking the greatest chesed and I'm making gofres. It's becoming eish. Instead, what usual midas adin does, it takes eish and makes it into mayim. It takes eish and makes it into mayim, like the Torah. The Torah is the bechino of eish, like Rashi's mezayis habracha, eish shchor al gabi eish levana. But it's nimtak. It's also mayim. It's yarav kamot alikhi. So the real din is eish becoming mayim. In Stoim, it's mine becoming ish. Any speck of chesed, they would rule out, they would destroy. So they took all the chesed and made it into din. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him, they took the mine and made it into ish. And that's how Stoim was. But by Stoim, there was nothing to be mamtik. It was kuloi bitter. It was kuloi bitter, kuloi din. There was no amtaka. They didn't allow any chesed. You couldn't be mamtik the din into chesed. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show that the greatest chesed, instead of the greatest din becoming chesed, the greatest chesed is going to become din. And which thing in the Bria represents din? Eish, fire. The Mata, Vashem Himtis, is Rashi B'tchila Mata, I'm taking the greatest chesed, and I'm making gofres, it's becoming Eish. Instead, what usual Midas Adin does, it takes Eish and makes it into Maim. It takes Eish and makes it into Maim, like the Torah. The Torah is the Bechin of Eish, like Rashi says in Zayis HaBrocha, Eish Shcher Al Gabi Eish Levona. But it's Nimtak, it's also Maim. It's Yar of Kamot Elikhi. So the real din is Eish becoming Maim. In Stoim, it's Maim becoming Eish. Any speck of Chesed, they would rule out, they would destroy. So they took all the Chesed and made it into din. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him, they took the Maim and made it into Eish. And that's how Stoim was the proper din. The din, that's Kulei Chesed. And therefore Lot had the Maisa with his daughters, and he gave birth to Moav. And Moav is the Nitzatov, Dovna Melech, which is David Malka Mashicha, which is David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. The first Nitzatov of Dovna Melech that comes out, that's revealed in the Torah, is over here. The Zohar Kodah Rizal says that in Stoim there was a Nitzot, in Lot there was a Nitzot of Mashiach, and that to be taken out, and when after Stoim was destroyed, then they could take out the Nitzot of Mashiach. Because when Mashiach is David HaMelech is Kulei Chesed, like we said earlier, it's David HaMelech Yisrael Chai V'Kayom, he corresponds to Melech HaMashiach, he corresponds to the Asad Lovoi, where all the din is going to be Nimtak into the Chesed, where we're going to pass me like B'Shamai. That's all coming out now, the real din is coming out now, the din is Nimtak into the Nimtak from the Chesed. And Mela, therefore, after all this had happened, is now was the time for Yitzchak to be born, because Yitzchak was the exact hamtok of Gvura. It looks like Gvura, but it's really Kulei Chesed. That's the idea, that's the hamtok, and that's the idea of the Midas HaGvura of Yitzchak. And again, not going into it now, it's getting late, we have to finish soon. But the whole idea of the Akedah, Keduah, Zvudan, and Tzomak, again, we might have time to elaborate it more later on in the week, Emet Hashem. But the idea of the Akedah was that Avraham Avinu bound Yitzchak, that was Midas HaChesed binding Midas HaDin. That was Midas HaChesed overriding Midas HaDin. Which means the whole idea of the Akedah was to bring out that really Chesed is stronger than Din. Even though Din usually, Gvura is usually, if you have two people, one is a kind guy and one is a Gvura, a Din guy. Which is the stronger one? Who overpowers who? It's usually the Gvura that overpowers the Ish Chesed. The Ish Chesed is the nice guy, the easy guy, you can get on top of him and let you do whatever you want with him. And here was just the opposite. Avraham bound Yitzchak. Yitzchak allowed himself to be subordinate, subservient to Avram, which means that there was Nizgal over here, that the Midas HaDin is really an Eved of the Midas HaChesed. Really the Midas HaChesed is the one on top, and the Midas HaGvura is bound, the Midas HaGvura is Meshubad, is subservient to the Midas HaChesed, because the Midas HaDin is a tool of the Midas HaChesed. The Midas HaDin is a tool in order for the Midas HaChesed to be able to reveal himself, as we mentioned earlier. And that all came out in its full glory at the Akedah, when Avraham bound Yitzchak, and Chesed bound Gvura, and Gvura became subservient and subordinate to Chesed, to show that the real Midas HaGvura, he is the one who is subservient to Chesed, allowing Chesed to use him as a tool to be Megala the Midah, to be Megala the Midah of Chesed. So that's the idea, that for that we can understand why the Rashi's we mentioned earlier are teaching us Hilchas Dayanim. Because Behester over here, hidden between the lines in this Parsha, there's a Hilchas Dayanim, there's a Hilchas Sanhedrin going on over here. Hilchas Dayanim, Hilchas Sanhedrin, Hilchas Melech corresponds to the real din, the din that's Nimtak into the Shurish, the din that's really Chesed, that's the Sanhedrin in the Beis Hamikdash, as we mentioned earlier. And this Parsha, Parsha of Vayera, is the Parsha that's Megala, that reveals, that does away with the wrong din and reveals what the real din is. And it starts off with Avraham as Midas HaChesed, and it ends with Yitzchak as Midas HaGvura, with the Akedah showing that really the Gvura is Kulei Chesed. And that's that's manifested most in Hilchas Dayanim, and therefore the idea of Hilchas Dayanim is taught over here between the lines, and the Torah's Meramez on it so many times to teach us that the real din is being Mizbara. Before Yitzchak's born, we have to be Mizbara what the real din is, the real Midas HaDin. And for that we have to destroy Stoim. Stoim is not the real din. Every real din is Nimtak in Chesed. Is sweetened the Chesed. A din that can't be sweetened the Chesed, that's not a din, that has to be destroyed, and it has to be destroyed with Chesed. Chesed has to become fire, the motto has to become fire to destroy that, and then we can bring out the emistik of Midas HaGvur. And just to keep you mumish for another 2 minutes, We have exactly the same thing. We have exactly the same thing. We find the same thing in Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther, as you know, we'll discuss it later. Again, it's full of Las and Kedos Kedin. The whole Megillas Esther is Las and Dos Vedin. V'nechtam b'tabas ha-melech. In Perek Aleph, the whole story with Vashti. The Haman says Vashti is going to be killed. And he uses the Lashon. Tells Achashverosh, if he doesn't carry it out, is then what's going to happen to all the... So there won't be any din in the country. Let's just find the... He made it out as a whole. Vayichtov b'dosei poros amodai. Vayishlach ha-melech. Kiksov ha-amun kam kishoynoi. He made it a signed thing. And then Achad Vom Eila Kashaykh HaMelech HaKshvesh Hamas HaMelech, when he got rid of his anger, he remembered Vashti, and suddenly he was full of Rachmonis. He realized that it was a cruel action to have done. Haman is over here. Haman is Amalek. We'll discuss later that Esav is also the Bechin of Din, as Kulay Din Al Char B'Chotichya. He enjoys killing. He uses his Din for wickedness and for murder rather than for thing. And therefore, the whole story of Anapach, we're not going into it now, it's late, but the whole story of Anapach, who came on top of Haman, who came instead of Haman? Mordechai, and Mordechai was from Anshe Knes Vagdoyla, and Anshe Knes Vagdoyla from the Sanhedrin, and the Sanhedrin are the real din. They're the din which is Nimtak, they're the sweetened din, and therefore Mordechai min HaTorah minayin, Shenema, Mordoroi was the Besomim has a nice smell, and Mordechai was Mamtik, he was the Emes din which was Mamtik, the wicked din, that was the din of Eya, of we'll discuss it. Just one Nakuda again that we missed out, and that is why when Lot's wife looked back, she became Melach, because Melach, we said, is the Melach who was the Maim Tachtoinim before the Hamtaka. The Maim Tachtoinim before the Hamtaka, that's Melach, that's the bitter water, that's the Bechin of Melach. Melach corresponds to Din without a Hamtaka. Later on in Bishalach, when the Melach was Nimtak, when the Maim Tachtoinim was Nimtak, then it became sweetened water. Salty water, salt, is the Din without a Hamtaka. Stoim was Din without a Hamtaka. Stoim was destroyed because it was Din without a Hamtaka. If you look at Stoim while it's being destroyed, you're looking at water that became Gofrit. If you're looking at water that became Gofres, means that you're looking at Chesed that became Din instead of Din that became Chesed. So you're looking at something, you're looking at a Maima Tachtoinim that has no Amtaka. Fakir, it stays Din, it becomes worse. What's that? That's salt. Emela, she became salt. Lot's wife looked back at Kings. When you look at stone being destroyed, you're looking at salt. You're looking at Maima Tachtoinim, which is the Sada Gvura that has no Amtaka, that it's impossible to be Mamtik in the Maima Elyonim, and that was the Maima Elyonim that became fire instead of being Mamtik, the salt, the Maima Tachtoinim, and therefore whoever looks at stone becomes Melech. But that's the whole story of Purim, as we said earlier. Mordechai versus the end. Mordechai gets on top of Haman, and Haman has to lead him, and Mordechai is on top of him. That's the Emestikadin, and that's the Hamtaka. But Haman has to be destroyed, and Amalek has to be destroyed, because Amalek comes from Esav, and Esav corresponds to Din without a Hamtaka. Din without a Hamtaka is destruction, and therefore that's why Amalek has to be destroyed. That's why Amalek has no shachas to Lasid Lavai. Lasid Lavai is going to be established that really Midas HaDin was for the sake of Chesed. That's the whole Lasid Lavai. That's the B'tchila Olav B'machshava, the Seif Maisim B'machshava T'chila. Lasid Lavai is going to be Nizkala, that was the original idea of the Bria. At that Kufa, when we see that Midas HaDin is still for Chesed, Amalek can't be there. Because Amalek, Haman, Stoim, like Anshi Stoim and Amchelik Alam Abbas is a Mishnah Sanhedrin, because they all correspond to Din with Adam Tucker. Din with Adam Tucker, then you can't belong to Lasid Lavi, because the whole Lasid Lavi, Paskin like Bishama, is Din with Adam Tucker. And made it therefore, Mochet Timcha, Zech Amalek, Mitachas Hashemayim. Before Mashiach comes, we have to destroy Edom, we have to destroy Amalek. We have to destroy the last traces of Din that are wicked. Din, that's Din without the shame not to have a Hamtaka. Once we destroy that, then we can introduce the real Din. Exactly the same way as first we had to destroy Stoim to bring out Yitzchok and to bring out David Malka Mashiach, which corresponds to Din, which is really Hamtaka, which is really Tzchoik, which is really Yitzchak, which is really Simcha. For that you have to destroy Stoim first, which was Din which doesn't have Hamtaka. So too we're going to have to destroy Amalek, which is Din without a Hamtaka, and then we'll be Zorcha Met Hashem to La'osid Lavoi. Well, be zeichah to the emesik din, which does have amtaka, and that's why the Gemara also says in Sanhedrin the three mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael were commanded when they came into Eretz Yisrael was nimlo islam melech, Melech corresponds to Amtoka for Din Chesed, Lahachir Zare Shal Amalek, which is Din without Amtoka, and then to build the Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamikdash was the Mokim where the Sanhedrin and the Kohenim all together, that was Amtoka of the Din Chesed. Amalek's around, you can't build the Beis Hamikdash. Haman stopped building the Beis Hamikdash, Achashverosh stopped building the Beis Hamikdash, and it turned out at the end of the day that the Din was Nimtak, the Melech Achashverosh's own son built the Beis Hamikdash, and that was the beginning of the Din that had Amtoka. But Haman has no Amtoka, and therefore he is destroyed, and then we built the second Beis Hamikdash. Okay, just before we move on to the next chair, there's a Haisofa that something that Yoel is walking in now reminded me of, and that's one thing we missed out yesterday. And then as yesterday we discussed Hashem Hu Elikim, we discussed that really Midas Adin is only a gilui of Midas Arachmim. Akiva's on his way anyway. So Emin says that we missed out, that that's basically the whole beer. It's basically a beer in the pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elikeinu, Hashem Echot. Because the shame, we have a Yud Kei Vav Kei on both sides, and the Elikeinu is in the middle. And we know that Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elikeinu, that even though there's two Shemos, but really Hashem Echad, really the shame of the Yud Kei Vav Kei is the Ikka Shem, which means that really it's going to be Nisgale, that the shame of the Yud Kei Vav Kei is the shame. Vayemahu Yeh Hashem Echad, Shmoy Echad. Shmoy Echad means even though there's various Shemos, but all those Shemos are going to be Nimtak in the Yud Kei Vav Kei in the Shem Havaya. And it's very ironic that when Jews went to their deaths, when they died, Kiddush Hashem, that they used to recite the pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Why did they recite that pasuk of Shema Yisrael? Because when they were going to their deaths, when Midas Hadin had taken over, when they were being martyred, when they were being killed out of Kiddush Hashem, there was an unbelievable experience of Midas Hadin. Midas Hadin was out in the world. The Romans are the powerful, whichever enemy it was, the Nazis, Yimach Shemam. But nevertheless, they went to their death saying they realized that even with the greatest din and any torture that they're going through now, they realize when they say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, that the Elokeinu, the Shem Elokim, the Midas Adin, is really Midas HaChesed. And therefore, by reciting this pasuk, by dying with a pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, they were really saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we see the Gilui of the Chesed. We don't look at this as din, we see the Gilui of the Chesed. And that's the whole Yisod. We know who's the famous martyr. Although there was many, who's the famous martyr? One of the Tanoim who died. Excellent, Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva was at the Madrega where when he saw Din, he automatically saw Chesed, he automatically saw Rachmim. He died. He was Nifta when he said when he recited the word Echad. And we see at the end of Masechus Makos, and Rabbi Akiva saw the Chorban Beis Hamikdash. What did he do? He laughed. Why did he laugh? Yitzchak. Yitzchak, he realized that all the din is Yitzchak. Yitzchak is Midas HaGvura, and the Yosid Lavai, the Gvura is going to turn into Tzchoik. How can you laugh when you see a Churban Beis Hamikdash? The Torah says if you're living on that Madrega where you see the din, but you see through the din, you see the din is only a keli of Ashpa from the Midas HaChesed, then you laugh even when you see the Churban Beis Hamikdash. And therefore, that's why, which Masechet is this story, this episode, the end of? Masechus Makos, even when Klal Yisrael are going through terrible Makos, but all the Makos that we may go through throughout the ages, the Masechet ends with Rabbi Akiva laughing. We realize that the Makos is all part of the Tzchoik, all part of the Ozi Moli Tzchoik Pino, and Rabbi Akiva belonged to that Hakorah. Rabbi Akiva belonged to that Hakorah. Not going into it now, we'll discuss this in Mitzvah Shem. But we discussed Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov and Akiva is the same letters. Akiva is the Neshama of Yaakov Avinu. We'll see when it comes to it. But Akolpon, what you see from here that when somebody realizes and appreciates and internalizes and sees that the din is really chesed, then he can laugh even at a korban, and he can die when he says Hashem Echad, because that shows that all the Gvura is the Echad, is the emes part of the Hashem Echad or Shmoy Echad, the Yotke Vavke, which is the chesed. So that's just a Hisafa on yesterday's share.